It's hard to explain, really. Those two collapses, the three wickets, and then the seven wickets later on the back end of the innings. Well, that was a tough thing to take and very disappointing. I think we only had three players last more than 18 balls, but there was two wonderful innings in there and a good partnership, which was strange because Moen played really well and so did Mitch. But though once they went, there was nothing from the guys. And I think that was also partly to do with some wonderful electric fielding from Somerset, which really pressurised our batters and their ball well too. So, you know, it's never just like one side not playing so well. You've got to really give credit sometimes to the way the opposition played. And they qualified in a real positive manner and they played this game in a real positive manner and they looked a very good team, especially when you've got the little master, Jaya Wardner, playing so well at the top of the order. He made mincemeat of the chase, and it turned out to be a very disappointing day for us all. And, you know, we can't fault the lads for effort. They do try, and people might not believe that, but they do try. But sadly, we didn't. We did a few things that we probably shouldn't have done with the batting today, and we paid the price.
You had a long meeting at the end there. What were you saying?
Oh, look, we just come off the back of another defeat from Glamorgan, and we wanted to make sure that the last games of the season we're in the right frame of mind as well. And we've got a few days now where the lads need to get away from cricket because they've, you know, it's been a really heavy period, and I wanted them to make sure that they were going to leave today with some thoughts on how to get better and to make sure that when we come back that we're in the right frame of mind to get some good performances in those last five games. And that was the reason for the long break, a chance for people to, you know, get off their chest anything that they feel that they need to in cleansing for what will be a really important last five games.
A few top order batsmen, a bit out of form at the moment. Anything you can do with that?
Well, there's always things you can do, and we'll have a look at that. I've not spoken to Mitch, obviously, as you know, myself and Mitch are involved in selection of the team as well as some of the other tactical areas, and we'll have a look at that.
You move on now. You've got North Ants next week. You had a good win down there, so that becomes, with just the four left to play in the Championship, that becomes a big game.
We need to do what we tried to do against Glamorgan, but sadly we didn't do it. We wanted to really get off to a good start, and if you can get off to a good start against some of the teams, then you can potentially break them. And sadly for us, we were playing catch up in that Glamorgan game. But North Ants, we need to get off to a good start and try and dominate the game, and then hope to ram it home and get the points that we need.
You mentioned Jai Wardner. I mean, disappointing to lose like that, but you as a somebody who appreciates good cricket must have enjoyed that innings.
Oh, he's a class innings, and you know, his deft touches. He actually, possibly what was a little bit disappointing, he hit some of the areas today that we highlighted yesterday of trying to block, and we didn't quite block them. But that's more testament to the guy's all-round ability of scoring 360 degrees. You can block off some of his favourite areas, and he has some other favourite areas as well. So you've only got nine fielders, really, with the bowler and keeper. And to a player like that who's in some sort of form and determination, then he's got the terrific skill and know-how and experience to produce the innings he did. And it was a joy to watch for the person who loves to watch quality batsman. It was great entertainment, but not good entertainment if you're a Worcester fan or player or coach. It was we'd rather seen him run out for one or something like that and back in the tent, but wasn't to be. And it was good for our young batters to watch the way he went about his innings, and you know, things like that. Hopefully, we'll keep in the memory of some of our players and in the years to come.